Now we've set the stage of who Shaul was. So now let me begin correcting the Christian doctrines that are a false witness against Shaul with their sound bite doctrine. Let's start with sound bite number one. Nailed the law to the cross. Somebody say sound bite number one.
Sound bite number one.
How many of you, by showing of hands, has ever heard this sound bite? Amen? Amen. How many's ever believed this sound bite? Amen? Amen. Well, let's get rid of the sound bite and let's do line upon line, okay? All right. Number one, that one verse is a total contradiction to the rest of the Bible. And Yahweh's explicit commands and Yahshua in Matthew 5, here's the problem. If he brought it to the cross, he said in Matthew 5, not one jot or one tittle of Torah will ever pass away until all be fulfilled. Well, we know that the law and the prophets have not all been fulfilled. We know that quite easily because the prophets are all about the last great day. It's all about the last great day of the feast. And that's not been fulfilled. We know that even Passover's not been fulfilled yet. And where is Passover written? In the Torah. Come on. Where's the Feast of Tabernacles written at?
Torah.
In Torah. Has it been fulfilled?
No.
So until it's all fulfilled and it's no longer a shadow, until then, not one jot or one tittle is going to pass away. However, your Christian pastor wants you to believe that Yahshua is two-faced, double-minded, and talks like a snake out of both sides of his mouth. He wants you to believe over here nothing's going to pass away, but the very man that said that is going to bring it all to the cross and nail it to the cross.
All twisted doctrine.
Let's go read the truth. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. Let's go see what the Bible says. People, they love it when I say, but the Bible said. Let's go see what the Bible said. Colossians chapter 2. All right. And we're going to go to verse number 14, one of Christianity's favorite verses.
Sir.
Go ahead.
Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross.
See, Brother Vaughn? There you go. Diggity dog. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. There you go, brother. Right there. Sound bite theology. See? He nailed the debt to the cross. He nailed the law to the cross. He nailed it to the cross. First of all, I'll give you $1,000. To anybody that will read that scripture and show me where it says he nailed the Torah to the cross.
You can't.
It ain't in there, darling. Now, he did nail something. He did nail something to the cross. Oh, yes, I'll go there with you.
His obedience.
But you lied. You said he nailed the Torah to the cross, the law to the cross. But that's not what it says. Here's what it does say, line upon line. The certificate of debt, which consisted of the decrees against us. Here's what he nailed to the cross. Write it in your notes. What he nailed to the cross was a certificate of debt, that debt can be found in the decrees in the Torah. Christianity, they lump all these terms together. They take them all and put it under the word law. They lump it all into one group, but you cannot do that. The Bible calls this the spirit of error. Write these three things in your notes. There are three definitions of the law. There are three things contained within the law. Three. If you go to court tomorrow, it's the same way with our laws. There's three parts to a law. Number one is the commandment. Thou shalt not go over 55 miles an hour. Okay? That's the commandments. That's the Ten Commandments. That's part of what they call the law. But next is the ordinances. Now, the ordinances are the technicalities of the law. Maybe the law says, do not drive reckless. Well, what is reckless? We need ordinances for that. But do you know if you would have just not driven reckless, we wouldn't need ordinances to explain what reckless means?
Amen.
Right? Here's the law. Drive careful. Let's make that one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not steal. Drive careful. But because you won't drive careful, we now have to add ordinances. We have to break it down. I'd like to tell you what the Torah is, if you can allow me to, because I want you to know in Galatians 3 and 19, it will tell you what these ordinances are. It says, therefore, what's the purpose of the Torah? He says, it was added because of transgression. Write that, underline that in your Bible. The Torah was added to the law because of transgression. In other words, if those people in that day become what you are becoming in this day, they would never have needed anything to be added to the law, because they would have known the spirit of the law and they would have obeyed the law out of love of God. There would never have been a need for 613 ordinances.
Perfectly said, Pastor.
Thank you, Elder. This is so important. My Hebrew roots friends are so focused on the ordinances. You know why that is? Without the real baptism of the Holy Spirit, you have to focus on the ordinances, because you don't have what it takes to keep the law. That went over your heads. I'll try it again. There are a group of people today that don't have to focus on the ordinances. Do you know why? Because we're focused on the law.
Our eyes are headed towards the right direction.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Elder. There was a people, if they would have obeyed the Ten Commandments, the Torah would not have to be added. The Torah was added because they did what? Somebody tell me what they did to the Ten Commandments.
disregarded.
They broke them all.
They transgressed. Anytime you fall in love with the law of God and fill with the Holy Ghost, we'll always have to focus on the rules and the regulations and the ordinances.
The instructions of our Father Yahweh.
When your eyes are on the law and you meditate on them day and night, the ordinances become less and less important because you are so focused on loving the Lord your God with all your heart that the ordinances are not where your focus is. Now, that was the second part, ordinances. What's the third part? Decrees. Now, what are decrees? Real simple. If you break ordinance, this is the price you must pay. That's the decrees of the law. You have to, you know why people cannot debate us about the law? Because they're not quite ready to admit that the Ten Commandments are nailed to the cross. They just like to say the law was nailed to the cross. They can't quite get there because they don't know how to separate the law. You have the Ten Commandments, the ordinances, and then you have the decrees of death. The judgments. Anytime you broke the ordinance, there was a certificate of debt given to you of what you owed. Maybe you owed 2 turtle doves. Whatever ordinance you broke, if you went 65 in a 55, there is a decree for that amount of law breaking. And will pay the $300 fine. That fine is the decree of the law. Am I helping anybody? Amen. I mean, look.
Laying it out, Pastor.
Okay, I'm trying my best here. All right. Now, for those that use that scripture, that the law was nailed to the cross, that is not what it says. It says the certificate of debt, which had the decrees against us, was nailed to the cross. In other words, you broke the Ten Commandments. You broke Torah. You owe a debt. You have literally become the enemy of Yahweh because of your sin. You've got to die. That's the decree of death. Yeshua took that decree upon himself.
Oh, hallelujah.
And went to the cross and nailed the decrees of the law that was against us to the cross. Ladies and gentlemen, get it right. Don't let them lie to you. Put soundbite theology back where it belongs.